Sunny 101.9, Mark and Walt in the morning with AJR and way less sad. 8:11, it's Monday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and it is time for our regular update with our friends at the Lake Superior Community Partnership. With me in the studio this morning, a double duty with them because we've got CEO Christopher Germain here. Also, Brooke Quinn is here, business development representative. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Walt. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. And really, the word is kind of getting out on a couple of things, and one is that it is coming up on a milestone for the partnership. Christopher, what's going on?
Sure is, actually, this week, this weekend. So we'll all be eating turkey and probably forget about it because we'll be in a food coma. But it's our 25th anniversary as an organization this weekend. And so a quarter of a century old here, or young, as they like to say. Mm-hmm. You know, and really working, you know, 25 years of economic development throughout the entire county. I think there's a lot to show for it. So we're pretty excited to celebrate all of that next year.
It's very interesting because I remember when it was formed, it was the idea of putting a couple of groups together to work on that. And then it kind of hit its stride. And, well, obviously, all these years later, it's working. But for folks that maybe aren't familiar with what the Lake Superior Community Partnership is. You mentioned economic development, but that's a big part of it, but there's a lot more. Tell us about it a little bit.
Yeah, I typically like to look at it in really kind of two buckets, right? Mm-hmm. So there's one bucket that most people know what it says, which is effectively as a chamber organization, right? Mm-hmm. So particularly in Marquette and the surrounding areas, and then we partner with the GINCC in the West End to do those types of services over there as well. They do a great job on the West End. Mm-hmm. But then we also have a true economic development engine behind there as well. So we do business development work, sites work, incentives work, all the types of traditional stuff. So Brooke, you're basically anyone who started a business in this county probably worked with Brooke at one point or another.
Right. Brooke Quinn with us here also in the studio is business development representative. Obviously, that means that you're talking with a lot of folks when they're looking to get some things started in the county and even updating some things. Let's talk about that a little bit. With business development, you've got one of those programs is the Love on Local campaign, which helps get the word out about local businesses, especially during holiday shopping. Talk about that with us a little bit.
Absolutely. So our Love on Local program actually benefits the community quite a bit because it keeps the money that people buy in Marquette County in the local area. And if you are looking to purchase your Love on Local ticket or local gift cards, we have our deadlines coming up. We have, if you want to order in bulk, we have that December 9th is our deadline. And if you just want to purchase a single card, our deadline for that is December 16th. So hurry on and get your Love on Local card.
Now, when you're talking about it being in bulk, is this like, let's just say, I don't know, do them as gifts for people or
what? Oh, yeah.
What?
If you buy for the office, for your staff, giving them away, buying in bulk, like two more would be by December 9th would be great.
And then get a hold of you through the partnership to do this, which, of course, probably the best way to start is your website, which is what?
Loveonlocal.org.
It is our Lake Superior Community Partnership update. In the studio with me this morning is the CEO, Christopher Germain, also Brooke Quinn, who is a business development representative. And we're talking about, well, the Love on Local campaign. Brooke, tell me a little bit about how that works. Like when somebody gets a card, what are the components of it?
So basically, just treat it like a Visa gift card that you would get at the store. Okay. But we really promote using it locally to kind of keep those funds in the county and keep them local. Because Love on Local, because we love spending locally.
Sure, of course. It makes good sense with that. And with your holiday shopping right now, it's always good to support the local businesses in particular. Again, they can get that card. How? By doing that?
They can purchase it on our Love on Local website, which is loveonlocal.org, or they can call our office and we can help them figure it out at 906-226-6591.
Also in the studio is Christopher Germain, who is the CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. And you were talking, Christopher, a moment ago about you're going into celebrating 25 years of the partnership. You're relatively new at the post. It's been about 6 months. And I guess I like to ask people, like, in your position, it's, how's the gig? How's it going so far?
Well, I'm still here, so I'll take that as a good sign. So that's the low bar. You know, things are going really, really well. You know, I couldn't have asked for a better team. We've had an incredible amount of stability on the team. Obviously, now that it's snowing outside, you know, I'm still in that magical honeymoon period with winter again.
Right.
So people say give it a couple of years, and I'll feel a little differently about it, but not there yet.
Are there any big initiatives, priorities, programs, things that you're looking at with the partnership going into the next year, let's say?
You know, at this stage, it's pretty much smooth sailing, to be honest with you. You know, the partnership can always evolve and change just like any other organization. Mm-hmm. But the thing I heard time and time again as I met with people in my first few months is everyone had a good story about why they love the partnership, right? And what's really working. And I haven't had anyone to be like, this is not working.
Sure.
So we'll listen, we'll do another strategic plan at some point, and then we'll probably look at some change. But for now, I think we're delivering incredibly valuable services to the community.
Well, you are marking 25 years now. You said basically this weekend-ish is kind of your kickoff to it?
So it's kind of like a technicality, right? Like we signed the Articles of Incorporation in November of whatever 25 years ago was. Yes. That was 97. Math isn't my strong suit. That's why we have an accountant. But we'll celebrate it all next year and really kind of look to the future. That's kind of our goal. Like, we have a lot to celebrate over the last 25 years, but what we're really looking forward to is what do the next 25 years look like.
Sure. Well, we appreciate your time this morning with the update. And, of course, if people want to find out more about the partnership in general and everything, then you can do that through your website, too, which is?
Marquette.org. Nice and easy.
Always good to have you guys in. Christopher Germain, the CEO, and also Brooke Quinn, Business Development Representative with the Lake Superior Community Partnership. Have yourself a good Thanksgiving, and we'll see you guys soon.
Thank you.
Thanks,
so much.
Appreciate it.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.